News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It must be a Saturday. Here we are.
Yes, it is.
Morning, Melissa.
Morning.
It's another wonderful day of major new things. Yes. We just got through hearing an hour's worth of Talk El Paso.
Yes, I know.
And now we're going to have 2 hours of interesting announcements about history.
It's an exciting Saturday.
Well, it is because, I mean, things seem to be coming together on September 1 of 2018, and we got a lot to tell people. But we also, as always, tell people that we're on 690 AM, and that's a good place because we say Texas history begins in El Paso on this microphone.
That's right.
But there's other places they can be found.
But lights just went out.
We don't know that on the radio. Keep going.
Okay, and you can also find us at KTSM 690 AM, or you can go get the iHeart radio app, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world.
You got trivia going today?
Yes, we do. We have some wonderful trivia for $20 in food coupons at Pepe's in New Mexico. I mean, New Mexico. Why am I saying New Mexican
food?
It's New Mexican food, but they're in Canutillo, El Paso County.
Well, you know, that's the old food from New Mexico. Edgar Griggs brought New Mex-Tex, whatever he called it, down into El Paso.
Great food.
And these are the people that survived that with all the recipes.
Yeah.
So we're going to give away some Pepe's, and I'm going to Pepe's today. Can you make it?
Yes, we're going. We're going.
A bunch of us going to Pepe's today, so there's a good thing.
And a gazillion El Paso gold DVDs.
I put some other ones in. We've got a couple of duplicates if you get one.
Let's see. You've got Gunfights of the Old West. We have Ghost Stories 2, 3, and 4. Oh,
yeah.
We're up there, aren't we, on this one? We have Tom Lee's El Paso, Historic Sites. Legends of the Mountains.
There's good things
there
to do there.
Because we're going to be talking about
mountains
that today.
Are today. But also, just first, tell me who's going to be on the History Moment. What's that about today?
Oh, that one's going to be fun. I forgot what I was doing. But no, what am I doing on my History Moment today? No, we were talking about the El Paso Sheriff's Posse. Yes, they were quite a character crowd. I mean, El Paso it's always been kind of a character town anyway. We're kind of unique. We're pretty isolated from the rest of the world. And the El Paso Sheriff's Posse was the second in the nation at its time. And Christopher Fox, our sheriff at that time, created it. So it's going to be an interesting one. If you even involve President Kennedy.
El Pasoans have been creative making up stuff.
Yeah, we like to party. We like to have a good time.
And we're no different because we figured out at one point that we have something no one else has in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our mountains.
And we're a pretty friendly group of people.
Well,
you know?
The thing is, though, some people say, why don't we celebrate our mountains? Because the rest of them don't have any. We might as well tell them, hey, we got mountains. So there's now something going on called Celebration of Our Mountains.
That's right.
And that's been going on since, I believe, the 90s. We'll find out here.
Because 1994?
We got some guys here who know this kind of stuff. One of them is Jim Tolbert. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, welcome here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And you brought Gabe Duran. Good morning, Gabe.
Yes, I'm here again. Thank
You've
you
been
for
here
inviting
before.
Me. Oh, yeah, three or four times already.
Hey, you're helping Jim Repeat. Celebrate mountains, even though you're more of a valley guy.
A valley and, Mesilla and El Paso Valley.
Well, I mean, you hang out on the river.
That's right.
Boundary of Water Commission.
Yes, I spent 30 years working for them, and now I'm working for them again as a contractor.
And so you're part of the Celebration of the Mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Jim, how long have we been celebrating? Since the 90s, right?
Since 1994. Melissa was correct.
And so who started that?
Dr. Phil Goodell started that.
We can blame a lot of stuff
on him.
I'm ready to blame a lot of stuff on Phil Goodell.
Yeah.
Well, also, this year you're honoring somebody. Do you honor him every year, or is this special that you're honoring somebody?
We started last year. Last year when Carl Putnam, one of the great hikers, had a terrible accident and died as a result, we dedicated the booklet to him. And so this year I just carried on that tradition and have dedicated it to Carol Brown, who has done so many hikes and introduced so many people to our mountains. She's just a fantastic person.
Carol Brown, right?
Yeah, Carol Brown.
And she's doing eight hikes this year?
We've got her doing eight hikes for celebration. She's always doing something.
She's 73.
Is this a picture of her in your book?
That's her.
She looks like a scarecrow.
Ah!
No, when she dresses up to go out to deal with the sun, she puts stuff
on
her
face. She has a little sun guard. Yeah,
yeah, you think?
Good Lord. Yeah, amazing stuff there. Well, Jim Talbert's here. We're talking Celebration of Our Mountains, dedicated to Carol Brown this year, your little book. But we got to talk about your little book. Fabulous little book.
Well, thank you.
And you have got a portrait. You got a guy who draws portraits of stuff.
Well,
and it's amazing that this looks like it could be just a really, really good picture, but it's a really, really good drawing.
Well, it's a really, really good painting.
Painting.
And he makes prints from those paintings. An artist by the name of Robert Carlson. He's probably one of the premier artists, I think, in the nation today.
Is that? What is this scene of? I don't recognize this exactly.
He calls this the Rio Seco, which could be any place along the Rio Grande during the Seco months.
The thing is about the mountains, though, we can celebrate them, and it's a good idea because we're the only people who have them. I mean, there's other western towns and other western states that have mountains, but nothing like this. El Paso is in the mountains, it's of the mountains, and I always think El Paso is a very high, low contrast place because of the mountains. You can actually see things from one extreme to the other, well, top to bottom.
This is one of the premier places for geology students to go.
Oh, wow.
There's so much here geologically. And, of course, that our mountains, our geography, plays so much into our history as well.
Well, it does, because the pass of the north, people think it's a pass in the mountains. Technically, yes, but that's not where it got its name. It was a ford across the river. The pass across the river occurred in one point in Oñate's journey, and that was where the river of the north was crossed. That crossing is El Paso, and that's how we got our name. But everybody thinks it's the pass in the mountains, although it goes through a pass in the mountains. The name came from the ford.
Well, again,
how about that for a bizarre idea?
Yeah.
That history, geography, kind of interplay that we have, and you have the river valley along with the mountains, and it was perfect for you, Oñate, and others.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we have some major announcements coming today, second hour. We have some biggies of our own. But in this last half of this hour, Jim Talbert, you've got a major announcement coming as well.
I've got a great announcement that has a lot to do with history.
We'll get to that in a minute. Oh.
Are you saying we're falling into things?
Well, yeah, but we sort of like made a lot of these happen. So, Jim, you put some work into this announcement that's coming. But tell us, before we get to that, some of the things going on for Celebration of Mountains. What do we need to know here? Because Gabe is dying to say something.
Well, you know, these mountains really are wonderful. Now, I had the opportunity many times to fly into Harlingen, Texas. I flew into Harlingen, Texas, which is way down at the tippy southern point of Texas. And I got off the plane, and then I said, where do I go? And I drove around the city, must have been like for 3 hours, trying to find the freeway. You know what? These mountains in El Paso, they're like a compass that points directly north. And you can find your way anywhere in this wonderful city of ours just by keeping an eye on the mountain.
Yeah. Well, I've driven around with my mother as a kid. I always knew kind of where I was in the city.
Yeah.
She dropped me off. I found my way back home.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's being from the West. I'm the same way. You get out. I've been on the East Coast, like down in North Carolina. It's like, Southern Carolina. And you get in those areas where trees, and you're like, how did they find?
Well,
you had to follow the sun, and once you lost the sun, you were like,
is one of the most beautiful places to live in because you get those beautiful sunsets. If you live along the mountain on the east side, you get shade from the sun in the evening.
About 4 o'clock usually.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Or the sunrise.
And then in the mornings, if you're coming across the mountain, you get those beautiful clouds that come across the mountain. They seem to just spill over.
Yeah.
So not only is El Paso very historic, it's a very beautiful city because we have these wonderful mountains right in the center of the city. And sometimes we think, hey, I don't like these mountains because I have to drive around this tippy point.
Oh.
But the beauty that we have from these mountains far outweighs the inconveniences that we have.
The flatland.
That's fun. I enjoy driving around a mountain. I drive some of my family crazy because I like to drive kind of quickly around the front of the mountains on scenic drive. And I can almost do it in my sleep. I haven't tried that yet, Jim. But I mean,
I want to see that.
Yeah,
Jim.
No, you don't. You want to be somewhere else if I do that. But no, the mountains are fabulous, and having roads on them we can get up on. There's hikes, and guess what, folks? We've got the Franklin Mountain State Park. That's a humongous park, the largest urban park.
The largest urban park.
Tell us about this. There's some hikes going on there.
Well, there's lots of hikes that we have in the Franklin Mountains Wilderness. I mean, Franklin Mountains State Park. You know, the best thing to do is go online and go to Celeb Mountains, CelebMTNS.org, or just type in celebrationofourmountains.org, and you'll find out, you can look at all the events that we have.
Well, what do you suggest people think about? Because you've got some beginner's hikes. Let's talk about that.
We've got a beginner's hike. And by the way, on that beginner's hike, which is coming up this Monday, it's become a very popular hike. But there are a lot of people that aren't beginner hikers that go on that. And guess who takes them on a longer hike? And that would be Carol Brown.
Oh, okay.
So
you can start out
you can
and
start
drop off.
For the beginners, and the beginners can leave. But anybody who wants to go up there and wants to do some, you know, really difficult hiking, Carol will be there to take them, you know, take
even
them
further.
On that hike. Yeah,
we're talking
exactly.
Monday, 8 a.m., beginner's hike, and you go with Judy Ackerman. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, Judy's good.
And so get a hold of her at 703-622-0661. And all this is in the book, and all this is
online. It's all in the book, and of course, online there are all the events. Plus, all during the season, we add more events. So not all the events in the printed guide are the events that we'll have for Celebration of Our Mountains. Constantly adding new events.
Well, some of these are strenuous, and some of these aren't as well, right?
That's right.
I mean, you got a birding in the Wrestler Canyon Arroyo. I can do that one.
Yeah, there's several birding trips that are good. There's even a beginner's mountain biking trip that we're doing this year, and an overnight mountain biking trip.
Overnight? Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me ask you something, though. I have a grandson that has cerebral palsy, and he uses a walker. And my daughter does pretty much, he's, let's see, 7 now, and she does take him up the mountain. She does hike with him. They love to go on hikes. Is there a push now to make certain areas a little bit more easy for some people that, and I'm not just talking about kids, I'm talking about adults, wounded warriors, people that have, issues, wheelchairs, walkers, handicaps that they need to be able to get up. I know you have some tours that are by car, but are on the trails themselves. Do you know if there's any work going towards helping people that have, you know, the easier trails that they're making easier for people with handicaps to get into?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. One of the things I've thought about are hikes or walks for people with heart problems.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. So you've got people with cerebral palsy or... And I'm thinking about heart people, but I think we need to start doing more of that. And I definitely have been looking into doing some more hikes and walks for people with heart conditions. But I think we ought to need to look into what you were just saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you could do. Even like I said, the heart condition, they need to get some exercise, but
right.
It has to be a little easier. It's like, here.
It's true.
The tramway is entirely handicap accessible. All the way up to the top. I mean, if you want to get somebody to get up in the mountains, there's an easy one. Now, it's not exercising so much, but you can sure get somebody out of a wheelchair.
But that's just to that area. What I'm talking about is the areas that are beyond there. I'm talking about
a guy with cerebral palsy can make it to the tramway real easy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about getting out to the other trails beyond just the tramway. So
I know. That's
something that they might be thinking about beyond there.
Celebration of Our Mountains is happening. We stirred up a caller named Vince. Vince is on the radio. Good morning, Vince.
Guys.
Hey, Vince.
What's up,
hey,
dude?
How's it going? Oh, well. Is that Jim Tolbert there?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Hey, I think we're working on a plan to talk about a nice big mountain over there in the Guadalupe area where the salt flats are at.
Oh, yes. Are you part of a tour?
Well, we're conjuring up a formula there so we can get that put together.
And that'll be part of my big announcement in the second half of this hour.
Second half of the morning.
Vince, it's so good to hear your voice. Yeah.
And then also, we have nice sunrises are getting a little bit later in the day with our big old mound that's growing over there in the Clinton landfill. We're going to celebrate that mound pretty soon. Anyway. All right, well, it's good to hear you guys. You guys have a great show going on today, and I'm just going to hang up and listen.
Thank you, Vince.
Bye-bye.
See you in the streets, dude. Vince is Six Gunner and Shady Later.
That's right. Shady Later.
Whatever that is. But the celebration of the mountains is a good idea, and there's... I don't think there's anybody out there doing this but us. I mean, Arizona could do it. I guess you could do it up in New Mexico. But they just kind of complacent. We get excited about our mountains. And what Gabe was saying about how you can always find out where you are, it's always been amazing to live here. And when I moved out of here, I went to D.C. for decades and came back. And I was wandering around D.C. trying to figure out where I was. And if I could see the Washington Monument, I could figure out something. But other than that, there's no landmarks there.
Right.
It's flat in most places. So I got lost a number of times. I longed for the mountains, you know. And so here we are. When I came back, that's what I did as a kid, coming back visiting.
Well, Jackson, you and I as kids were only, what, 2 blocks from the mountains?
Oh, yeah.
And that was the regular thing to do, was to hike up to the mountains.
That was my afternoon after school. We'd go up there and fool around and see what we could find out and dig up stuff and smoke cigarettes. No, we didn't do any of that. But it was an interesting adventure back in the day. Now, you got to tell us more some things coming up after the break. We're going to do some trivia here about the mountains and come back with other stories. But you've got a whole bunch of hikes in here. And also, maybe we could just get you to throw your opinion out there. Why do you do this? And we'll get to that in a minute or two. But we're going to take a break here.
Take a break?
Trivia first.
We have trivia.
Let's do trivia and see what happens.
Okay.
And they're going to have to call us on the phone, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
they're
going to make you work for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. For $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's up in Canutillo or an El Paso Gold DVD, we have the first question is, who is this year's Celebration of Our Mountains dedicated to? We just talked about her.
Oh, she looks like a scarecrow. But only in
she's
her
a nice looking woman. She's,
of course she is.
She is a great lady.
But when she goes out, she protects from the sun.
She could outwalk you, me, him, and him.
She could do
any
that
any day.
If I'm running, she could beat me.
Just walking, she could beat you.
Yes. So.
Okay. Let's see. So who is the Celebration of Our Mountains dedicated to this year?
Oh, you want her name.
I want her name.
Oh, her name.
Yes, I want her name. And what year were the hike gatherings officially established?
And you know one thing they did in the early days? They built a cake, huge cake, in the form of the Franklin Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they did it twice because the first one was kind of a mess.
Hey, it was,
but they actually went to the trouble.
It was fun.
The size of the table here, and they're like, okay, that's a lot of cake.
Yeah, it kind of like fell down, but it was good.
It didn't end well, but the regular Franklins do end well. So what year did they start all that? That's the question.
Right. So who is it dedicated to this year, and what year did it officially start? And you can do that, answer that question by calling us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Have you ever wondered what the highest city in Texas is? I know, it's probably a loaded question. Get it? Loaded. Most people would probably think it's Austin, but it's actually Fort Davis. At over 5,000 feet, it's the highest town in Texas, and also one of the most beautiful rides we do all year. The weather is cool, the mountains are majestic, and the sky, well, there's nothing like that sky. By day, it looks like you can see forever, and by night, God puts on a special effects show complete with shooting stars. Once you see it, you'll never forget it. The fort, now largely restored, has been there since 1854. The Harley Owners Group, also known as the Hogs, will be there this weekend. If there was ever a ride that was worth buying a Harley just to take, it's this one. The adventure starts at BarnettHarley.com or when we hand you the keys to your new Barnett Harley Davidson. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Okay, I just got a beef with the Harley-Davidson people. It's the highest city in Texas is El Paso. It is not Fort Davis. And Jim, do you know the exact altitude of the highest point in El Paso? It used to be 7,200 feet.
I think it's 7,000 now.
No, they took off eight.
Eight? They took
7,192.
Off 7,192.
Okay. No, I mean, I thought you would know that.
Where'd it go?
7,192, because they bulldozed the top to put stuff up there and never did because the city came along and annexed it, turned it into city property, and said, get out of here.
Well, because a lot of people had an outcry to preserve that land.
15,000 people on one petition instantly, and all of a sudden city council got the idea, okay, we'll annex it, we'll kill it with an ordinance, then we'll get sued. And so then they gave him Horizon City as a trade for the mountains. That's basically what happened. All right, to the situation at hand, young lady, we got a lot of stuff going on here that we need to read, don't we? We do. And with the idea, well, Kathy and Shelby are on hold here, but we need to tell you about the El Paso Archaeological Society. They're having their major banquet on the 15th of September. This is a good crowd to get involved with. An award of distinction banquet. Joan Price gets, for being a filmmaker, featured speaker is Cruz Camargo. He is like the last Manso in town, I believe, that identified as a Manso Indian, and that's what's going on the 15th. Get a hold of those people. Fernando Arias is at 449-9075, but EPAS has a website, epas.com. So, Melissa, you've got an EPAS thing going, or
sure,
archaeology thing, don't you?
Yes. On September 12th, they have an exhibit. It's Pacame, and it's about the peoples of northern Chihuahua, and it's a presentation they're going to be doing there. And it's great. You should get out there. It talks about the peoples of northern Chihuahua. And it's going to go at 2 p.m. on September 12th. And then after that, the museum's going to be closing from September. Oh, no. If I got right on this, I was looking for my presentation or my notes, and I apologize. But the museum's going to be closing for quite a while they do some work.
Oh, yeah, September the 8th through the end of October,
yeah,
this, I believe.
The presentation is September 7th, I think. I don't have that right in front of me. That's
what
I
September 8th, there's one presentation, and then they're going to shut the place down.
Yeah, September 8th is a presentation. I apologize. At 2 p.m., it's free at the museum. And then September 9th, they close through
November 16th.
Right. But they want people to know that you, even though the parking lot in back will be closed, you can park in front. And you could also go to the Border Museum. Yeah, you could go to the Border Patrol Museum next door and visit that museum and then walk over. And you can still visit the gardens and take the trails out there because that'll still be open to you.
That's
but they're
going to
be doing
thing.
A lot of neat things. They'll be updating some of the exhibit centers.
Well,
and
bond
such.
Money.
It'll be wonderful. Yeah.
2012 bond money coming again.
I apologize. I didn't realize you're going to be going to this.
Well, hey, life in the fast lane. Sorry about that, Chief. We'll get through this. And there's a lot to do today. Let's now talk to Kathy on the phone. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
How's life?
Love the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Talk to Melissa about trivia, would you?
Okay. So, yeah. Which question? Let's see. The first one we had is, who's this year's celebration of Round Mountains dedicated to? Do you have the answer to that, or when did the program start?
The first question.
Okay. Do you know who the hiking enthusiast is?
Yes. Well, and her name is Carol Brown.
There you go. Okay.
And I'm sure she looks wonderful.
Her
picture and little booklet shows her in battle mode out on the mountain with her sunscreen.
She's fighting
on
the
nose.
Sun is what she's doing.
Yeah. No,
I don't blame her.
You should take a cue from this woman.
Well,
she probably has a healthy nose.
She's been hiking since she was a child. So.
Well, do you go on any of these hikes, Kathy?
No, but I have been to some of the lookouts. I've recently moved here from Buffalo, New York.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, welcome. So,
Thank you.
So now we have, what would you like? We have a Pepe's certificate, or we have an El Paso Gold DVD, of which we have several different varieties.
I've heard that Pepe's is excellent, so I will go for Pepe's.
Okay, great. Pepe's. I've got you down here for Pepe's.
And if you want to talk to us today, we'll be out there. We can't give you this coupon. You got to come pick it up. Shelley will tell you how to do that, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Stay on hold. Thanks for listening, and welcome to El Paso.
And hold on there. Thanks a lot. Kathy's on one. She gets a Pepe's, and Shelby's on three. He's on the air. Hey, Shelby, what's up?
Good morning, Jackson. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing fine.
We're surviving nicely.
Okay, did you have the answer to the second question?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say I've been on several hikes with Carol Brown, and she's just marvelous to hike in the mountains with, and so it's wonderful that the celebration of mountains is recognizing her. And what I like the most about Carol when I would go on hikes with her in a group is she will never leave you on the trail to die.
That's a nice thing.
Are you sure? How do you know that?
Because I was always dead last out of 25 people, and so she would always say, "Well, we got to wait on this old man back here. We're not leaving until everybody's present and accounted for." So if you do have a chance to go on a hike and celebrate our mountains, and you do get to have a hike with Carol, you're going to have a wonderful time, and you'll get to enjoy the beauty of the place where we live.
Oh, indeed. Now, did you have a question going on there? What are we doing here?
Well, we had another trivia question, if you could answer. Now, Carol Brown was already answered on the first question, but you might have had the answer to the second one.
Was it? I thought it was 1994, but I
you're
could
right.
Be wrong.
You're right.
If you guessed it right, should we give you the prize? Yeah, you got it. And also, we're going to have you on the radio here in a couple of weeks, aren't we? In a few weeks.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. We're already starting to work down at the Mission Trail on getting ready to come on the radio show with
Excellent.
You and talk about Mission Trail Association work and the things that we have going on down in the Lower Valley of El Paso.
Fair enough. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Now, you got to pick out a DVD
yeah.
here? We're going to give you a DVD,
we gave
dude.
The Peppies away, but we do have a DVD available. So we've got
I would like a ghost story DVD.
Oh.
Okay, we got two, or four.
Give him two because it's Santa Lazario. He can relate to that. He's a Valley guy.
He's a Valley guy.
That's the one I want.
Oh, my
That's
God.
One.
You want that one? Okay, fair enough. All right, Shelby, thanks a lot. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And hold on, Shelly, come tell you how to pick it up. All right? Thank you much. Hold
see
on.
You soon.
I put him on hold. Oh, Shelly took him over. That's what happened.
Yeah, good for her.
Now, when I can't talk to him anymore,
that's right.
She's
taking
it.
You. She's
well,
taking over.
All kinds of people have their fingers on my button, so to
yeah,
speak. I've got to be nice.
She keeps cutting them off.
I've got to be nice about things here. In the meantime, we got Gabe Durant still here. Jim Tolbert didn't leave yet. He's still here. But we'll talk some more major announcement after this commercial break, right?
Right. Yes, we will.
Call us up or Facebook us because we
well,
got that
Well, you can get
on
Facebook. Yes, we got some people out there watching and listening. And so give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
The Westside's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new Westside Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, history is abounding. We got a lot to tell you. A major announcement coming up shortly from Mr. Jim Tolbert, who created a lot of things, but this is another one he created.
He's really creative.
And he's been working the celebration of our mountains
That's right.
for quite some time and doing quite well with that. So, all right, let's tell you about the Wall of Giants. That just hit the fan. There's a new economy in action, it's called. The Centennial Commemoration of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, the El Paso branch, turns 100. And that started yesterday and goes through February 28th. It's the new Wall of Giants at the El Paso History Museum. And they're a big deal, man. They support life down here financially. We had them on the radio last week, and explaining who they are was just kind of like, wow.
Yeah, who thought money could be that interesting?
How all that occurred with all that money going on. But so that exhibit is now up, and you can see how the Federal Reserve Bank affects our community. Museum of History, 212-0320. That's a phone number, 212-0320, Museum of History.
And they're giving away free bags of money.
I bet they are.
They are. It's just shredded.
Just run on down there and try to put them back together.
Well, and then while you're down there, I mean, and there's another reason you can go down there. The El Paso Museum of History on September 6th at 6 p.m. is starting free yoga classes. They'll take place within the museum galleries, and you can enjoy the programs free of charge. So please bring your own mat, because those floors are pretty hard. And the event time is from 6 to 7 p.m., and then September 22nd at 10 a.m., they're going to have a family program. It's called the Festival of Voices, El Paso Celebrating the Voices of Voices, Stories, and Heritage of El Paso.
I want to hear that one.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. It's enjoy the program free of charge, except we're going to be on the radio, I think, at that time, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then September 27th at 6 p.m., they're going to have the talk, Legacy of Family Migration, 100 Years of Mexican Migration to the U.S., and Lessons from the Past Looking Towards the Future. And this will be a lecture series in collaboration with UTEP. And this is going to be 6 to 7 p.m. again on the September 27th. So they got some very cool, interesting things going on.
Museum of History. All right, yes. Jim Talbert, front and center, sir. You have a major announcement. You are now working the main guy on the celebration of our mountains. Wait a minute. I hear a drum roll. That's a heck of a drum roll. Okay, cut the drum roll already.
Well, it's we're building up the tension.
And Jim, that's leading up to your announcement.
Celebration of our mountains has been taking people out into our mountains, our desert, our waterways, ever since 1994. But it's time to start something to take people on field trips to places of historical significance here in El Paso, which, as you both know, is quite a bit. And so starting in 2019.
Oh, 19, next year.
Just right at the beginning of the year, we're going to be doing Celebrate El Paso History.
Oh, boy.
And you can, right now, we've already launched the website. It's Celebrate History, CelebrateElPasoHistory.org. You can check it out. It's kind of a skeleton operation right now, but we're working on all sorts of field trips already. We've got plans, as Vince said, about the doing something with the El Paso Salt War, Hart's Mill, of course, Concordia Cemetery, McGoffin House. I was just at Waco Tanks yesterday talking about a tour for the history out there at Waco Tanks and Butterfield Stage Line and all that.
Everywhere you go in El Paso County, you're going to encounter history.
It is absolutely fantastic, all that you see and here in El Paso, and I've come to fall in love with it, largely because of this great show that you and Melissa do.
Well, we do this on the shoulders of giants ahead of us, but we've sort of taken it to another level, and now you're taking it to another level, and you're going to do, like you do with this little booklet maybe, and you do the hikes, you're going to have a catalog online of history events.
Of history field trips, Celebrate El Paso History.
Org. Oh, there's places all over this town to go to.
And I gave him some list of information, and a lot of us are going to be working with him. And I think any organization that has something historical that they want to get involved need, you know, can get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Or us or whatever. We'll all work together. And I think it's going to be a great thing because we've needed an outlet like this. It's just finding people the time to do it. And I think it's great what Jim's doing.
Well, thank you for taking it on. You're still going to keep doing the mountains.
Oh, absolutely. Celebration of our mountains. Celebrate El Paso History. Last spring, I actually started a thing called Celebrate STEAM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. And we went on a number of field trips to places of scientific and technological significance here in El Paso. And that will continue as well. So there's a celebration family that has really gotten going.
In the second hour today, we have a major announcement.
Can't wait to hear it.
We're going to present to you guys about how we're going to help you celebrate our history.
Super.
We're going to create, the news release is about to hit our website. I have it timed for 10:45, and it's going to be an interesting thing to talk about next hour about El Paso history on TV. That's where we're going. So, all right, we still have Celebration of the Mountains on the brain here. We got Gabe Duran here. And Gabe, you have been part of the Boundary of Water Commission as an employee, now as a consultant, and you were talking about some artists, like Tom Lee did, he painted World War II from the deck of a carrier. You had guys here hundreds of years ago painting El Paso scenery so the Western view could be taken back to D.C.
Right. Now,
tell us about that.
Well, of course, we came to this part of the world as the United States after a war with Mexico, and when we got all this land, it was like when you buy a new house, you want to go through all the doors, open up all the closets, see where the circuit breakers are. That's what happened to the Americans who came here for the first time. They wanted to know where everything was. And then they wanted to document this all. They wanted to document what kind of plants, what kind of frogs, and what the topography looked like.
At the time, there was fish in the Rio Grande.
Yeah, you know.
There were.
There were fish all in all these streams.
Yes.
And much more wildlife. And all that has been recorded in some of the Boundary Commission's books. And by the way, these books, you can Google them and find the information if you're really that interested in it. Of course, we are.
But what about the pictures? These guys did drawings.
Okay, one of the some of the premier artists that we had here was this guy named Vandecourt. He was
Vandecourt?
Yeah, that's what his name was. I can't recall. And another one was Pratt. These are very famous artists that were prominent in the United States at the time, hired by the Boundary Commission to come out west and record everything that they saw. Now, recall, in 1849, when all this was happening, there were no cameras. They had
there's a G in there.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to get it.
Yeah.
And that's the bit. And it was very cumbersome to carry. So the commission said, no, we can't carry that heavy equipment. What we'll do is we'll hire these artists, we'll bring them out here, and we'll sketch out as we travel on these little trails. There were no roads, of course. And in the evenings, when we had a nice fire going, we'd finish up the artwork.
How'd those guys get here?
They came here on covered wagons, mules, horses.
From like San Antonio?
No, they left. Yes, they left New York City in a boat, 2,000 pounds of freight. No, 20,000 tons of freight.
Tons?
Tons.
That's a lot more than
Yeah, because they had no idea what they would encounter out here.
Oh, are these the guys that brought the boats with
them?
They
brought iron boats.
Oh, these are those guys. Melissa, you remember these people.
Yeah.
They brought boats to the desert because they thought the Rio Grande was huge.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The name, oh my God. The Rio Grande.
Wow. Well, yeah, it's a great backpack.
We better get some boats.
So that's how much they didn't know about this area, right?
Oh, well, they could have brought canoes. I mean, it would have been a lot easier. they were thinking about the Mississippi or the Ohio.
Wait a minute. This story gets better. I remember this story. You told this story once. The guys that brought the boats over, and they were kind of like conscripted, maybe former prisoners.
Well, yes, okay.
They were bad dudes.
Well, you know, Texas was a frontier back then, 1849, 1850. If you did a bad thing in the United States, you would run to Texas to avoid the law.
Uh-huh.
And when the Boundary Commission needed to get all that gear from Indianola, Texas, up to El Paso, they hired the people that were available, and these were some of the bad guys.
Yes.
And these bad guys came up here to El Paso, and they discovered that they didn't need iron boats. So they said, you know what? We have to let go of some of these men. We can't have all these men. We don't need them anymore. Yeah. So they let them go, and, of course, these men, now unemployed, they went to the bigger towns that were around here, which was San Eli and Socorro. And when they got there, they started doing a lot of bad things. They were raping women and shooting people. And the only law out here at the time was Major Van Horn, who had just a small military presence for Bliss, what later on would become Fort Bliss. But the bigger force was the Boundary Commission because they had military escort. So Bartlett sends men down to San Eli and they capture these guys. And they actually hanged the three of them right there in front of Socorro Mission.
Oh, dear.
They're buried there in the boot hill. One guy got away. And when he got away, the commission caught up with him a week later. And they strung him up on a tree and they put the rope around his neck. And then if you saw Lonesome Dove, you saw one of the scenes where one of the Texas Rangers falls in with a bunch of bad guys.
Yeah.
There are striking parallels there by design. Okay, these guys who write these wonderful stories.
They came and got the story.
They got it from Bartlett's book.
Well, the thing is about your history here, this is what you're talking about when you do history field trips. You'll, for the celebration of our history, you'll take a crowd down and tell these kind of stories.
Yeah.
On location.
Yeah, let me finish up the story. So they put the rope around the guy's neck, and then he says, I want you guys to learn from my bad example how not to be, almost verbatim of what you saw in the movie Lonesome Dove.
Really?
Yeah.
And then they slapped a horse and he dies. And they buried him right there out in front of the old Boot Hill Cemetery in front of Socorro Mission. Anyway, but getting back to the mountains, these gentlemen, they would sketch out these beautiful sketches. So we have in Bartlett's Narratives, which is a two-volume book, some of the early pictographs, maybe before they were all damaged by graffiti in the modern times. You have a record of what he saw there, and it was recorded in his narrative. Also, we have some wonderful, beautiful pictures of the river and beautiful sketches of the Oregon Mountains. And a wonderful, beautiful sketch of Guadalupe Peak when they passed through there. So the commission and the history of the mountains, they kind of go together. So wonderful. And, of course, you wouldn't have valleys if you didn't have mountains.
Yeah.
That's the contrast I'm talking about. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the Boundary Commission and El Paso are pretty much one. They're like the same thing. Because a later commissioner, Commissioner Mills, he actually names El Paso, El Paso.
Mr. Anson?
Yeah, Anson Mills. In his book, My Story, which you can look up too, you see one of the first plat of El Paso signed by Anson Mills, and he names the town El Paso. And the reason he names it El Paso is because not only is it going to be the path to the north, he realizes at the time it's going to be the path east and west in this new great country that's coming born.
What time frame roughly did he do that?
Anson Mills, okay, you're talking about 1851.
Yeah.
52, around there.
He was one of those guys that helped build this town in a major way. He laid it out. But to the history of the mountains and such, what you're doing here with these pictures, I'd love to see those.
You know, I did bring them in. I brought in all my books one time, and I would like to show them to you.
We'd love to see them on the radio.
Oh. Well, you know, you can describe them.
It's always a hoot. Well, Jim, you had a thought to add here on this?
I just wanted to say, talking about sketches and artwork, our banner on CelebrateElPasoHistory.org is taken from the mural by Tom Lee, Pass of the North. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to the Lee family and to Adair Margot and the Tom Lee Institute for letting us use that on our website.
Well, there's a whole bunch of people that are promoting El Paso history in one form or another. You're kind of an umbrella guy doing everything you can. Tom Lee Institute, they focus on Tom Lee. They'll be in here next week. We got the 12 Travelers. They focus on those monuments. They'll be in here next week also.
That's cool.
The 12 Travelers monuments of the Southwest. Yeah. Their next one is Benito Juarez at the Chamizal. They've already picked the place. They just have to fund it. So all these kinds of history organizations are out there. What you're doing with this new thing you're announcing today, Celebration of Our History, is that you're going to help catalog everything they're doing so that you'll have all of their events in one place with somebody else and their events in the same place. Is that what you're doing?
We want to get people out on field trips to see all these great things, and that's why CelebrateElPasoHistory.org is just the best thing for that.
Okay, I got two tours on your mountain book here. This is the Celebration of Our Mountains 2018 version. Saturday is September the 8th, next week at 6:30 p.m. Who is running around the desert at night? Okay, that's the name of the Melissa. That's the name of the tour, the hike.
Yeah, because you're going to find some things.
Find out how desert organisms.
You don't want to know that's actually out there.
They avoid typically
at night.
High, frequently
they might
lethal
be chasing you.
Daytime temperatures by adapting to nocturnal ways of light, and so you go out there and look around for bugs and stuff.
Well, Dr. Paul Hyder leads that, and it's just wonderful. You actually use some ultraviolet light and detect scorpions and other critters.
You find them first, I hope, before they find you.
Well, that's it.
But the hikes go on. This is it's a good, thick little booklet. Three Rivers Petroglyphs. That's a hike to behold if you want to get involved in that. Northern Pass Loop Hike. The Migrating Birds of Keystone. History Hike to March 1944. The B-24 crash up that canyon next to the A.
You and I know that canyon very well.
Well, that's where I hung out as a kid, in that canyon.
Yeah, me too.
After school every day. And we're not going to tell them what we did. But the Waco Tanks, of course, Upper and Lower Sunset Trails, you got that. Kilburn Hole. There's a lot. Gabe, are you going to go on some of these?
Yeah, you know, I plan to take my grandkids because
that's great.
We love to hike in Waco Tanks. And my son, my grandson, he just loves it. He likes that. Hike up to what they call the Triangle Cave, which is on the north side, I think, and then you go up real steep, and there are like two little caves that look like triangles, and we go in there, and they just love it. And
I don't know about
that
one. I'll have to find that one.
Uh-huh.
Is this where you lay on your back and you see stuff up on the ceiling?
Well, you know, I don't remember seeing any pictographs there, but there's some just wonderful caves as you on the north side as you climb up. You just climb in there, and then you. It opens up
on the
into
north,
a little.
On the,
yeah.
On the northwest side or the northeast
it's
side?
It's called
the
North Mountain.
Yeah, it's North Mountain.
Yeah, and North Mountain has got its own.
Where's North Mountain?
A little forest area in there, and then you can see an old dam.
Oh, on the other side of Trouts Mountain?
No, Waco Tanks.
Waco Tanks.
Oh, I didn't hear Waco Tanks.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
Waco Tanks.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But the point being is that Waco Tanks is also not only a state park, it's a Texas historic site. So you have two designations of this one location. Jim, you're going to have to lead tours there twice. Once for the mountains and once for the history.
Exactly. And that's why I was out at Waco Tanks yesterday talking to Carlos Rodriguez so that we could set up a couple of field trips, not only with El Paso history, but probably another one with Celebration of Our Mountains before the season's out.
The superintendent out there is Ruben, right? Ruben Ocampo?
Ruben Ocampo.
Yeah.
Carlos does this other program. And I also learned when I was out there yesterday that they have this Tai Chi on the mountains that they do out there. And we have a regular event that we've been doing called Yoga on the Rocks.
Okay.
With Cat Mark and Hotbox Yoga. And so I thought, wow, it'd be great to have a Tai Chi event as well.
So why not?
Why not go out there and do Tai Chi?
Well, yeah. It's a good platform for that.
Oh, it'd be perfect. Yeah. Especially on the Key Mansion.
And where do people get this little booklet? Because they need this booklet.
Oh, there are a lot of different places. You can find them in Fort Bliss. You can find them at the library.
And today at Pepe's, you're going to drop a few off?
Pepe's, we're going to drop a few off. Carol Brown has been distributing hundreds of them.
Well, that's just it. But if people want one, can they call somebody or just go on that website?
Go to celebrationofourmountains.org. There's a contact there. You can contact me, and we'll see that you get a booklet.
Oh, is there a mobile app, or is the website mobile friendly?
The website is mobile friendly.
There you go. Because some people are very much they don't get the book. They can use it on their mobile phone, which is very helpful. Okay, that's one thing a lot of people like to know about.
Time for a break here. We got one more segment. Then we're going to have our next hour here. Major announcements about history in El Paso. And Bernie Sargent will be our guest here.
They'll be wandering in, yes.
We're going to ask these guys to stick around, talk more about stuff, but also have your comments ready for what we're talking about, because I think you'll get a real kick out of what we're going to do next hour. In the meantime, Jim is here, Gabe is here. We'll talk more about some specific hikes after the break. If you need to call us, you're welcome to do so, or look at the Facebook.
Go to the Facebook page. Go to El Paso History Radio Show, or call us at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join us at thinkitup.org.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got history lessons for you from Patricia Kidney, and she knows a lot about history. Harvey Girls of El Paso meeting Monday the 10th, September, 2 p.m. Union Passenger Station. That's 700 West San Francisco. Listen to the train whistle, smell the smoke and cinders while enjoying the program layout of the Fred Harvey Company at the 1906 Union Passenger Station. That's a lot of stuff going on
there. Yeah, let's see the smoke and
591-2326. Call them up. Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive Historical Society meeting Wednesday the 12th, 6 p.m. St. Timothy's Lutheran Church. Bring your own bag of food and history of the caboose. Oh, I always want to know what's going on in the booth. 591-2326. Genealogy Society, they're doing their thing, how to interpret your DNA report. You got some DNA, we'll interpret it for you. Get a hold of Patricia. Use that same phone number because she'll tell
she
you.
She knows everything, yeah.
And the Corral of Westerners, right?
That's right. Friday, September 21st at 6 p.m., the El Paso Corral of the Westerners will gather for dinner and hear this month's program, which is the El Paso's Early Mayors, presented by Joseph Longo. Everyone is welcome, and it will be held at the Holiday Inn at I-10 and Sunland Park Drive. And the program and dinner cost is only $20, but you must RSVP to 915-759-9538 by September 17th. And then the 25th of September at 11 a.m., those friendly people at Club Friendship will meet Tuesday at St. Paul's Methodist Church, 7000 Edgemere, and their program is Rosa Guerrero. Oh, you can't get rid of her. Celebrates life with dance and music. Program and lunch are only $10, and you must RSVP by Friday, September 21st, at 215-591-2326. Patricia again.
That's Patricia again.
Yeah, she's friendly.
I got to tell you something about ephistory.com. That's a website that I run. We have the archives of this radio show are on there. We have last week's up already. But the guy who has been helping me out design stuff there, named Paul Whitler.
That's right.
He used to run KAAM here for the sports.
Oh, is that who that is?
Sports split.
Oh,
but he
okay.
knows how to run WordPress.
Yay.
And he's available to work with. He charges money, but that's what people do. Get a hold of him, 581-7054, because Paul's good at this. He's also on Facebook, Paul Whitler Graphic Design. Check that out. If you need some help on your websites and you say, oh, I don't know how to do this WordPress thing, throw it to him.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about it? I see Jim's got a wrinkle. You know WordPress, don't you?
Well, that's the El Paso History, celebrateelpasohistory.org is a WordPress site. And thanks to Curry and Atkins.
They know how to do it.
They know how to do it. And Jim Curry has been a big supporter.
Well, those guys have been in the business since day one. Mike Atkins is the only guy I know who is Mike Atkins at AOL.com. You know how they used to make you put numbers after your name? He got in so early, he has his own name. It's amazing. All right, Gabe Duran is here. Gabe, your thoughts here, because you've been in El Paso. And, I mean, you, as a kid, were you taught your history?
Not really.
He's like, oh.
You know, I don't know what it is, but maybe in the Hispanic community, we don't share our stories as much as we should.
It's not Hispanic only. It's El Paso stupid.
Oh.
the people aren't, you're not taught it in your schools.
Oh, okay.
And you can't expect your parents to teach you the history of this town. So that's what we do here.
You know, but we had a wonderful commission, and this is early in my career, Commissioner Ganaji. He brought us all employees, and sat us down in a conference room, and he talked about the history of the Boundary Commission.
Oh, good.
And, of course, I knew Leon Metz as a college student because he worked down in the basement of the library, the old
oh, yeah.
library.
Yeah. And who was the librarian at the time?
Mr.
Baxter
Weir?
Polk.
Oh, really?
Baxter hired him.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, anyway, move on.
Move on.
Yeah.
I would do the inventory for the library because I was a work-study student, and I'd look under chairs and tables and get numbers. So one of the places where I had to visit was Leon Metz's office. And when you got into Leon Metz's office, you weren't getting out of there. And I would have to say politely, I got to go because my boss is looking at me. But he would tell me all these gunfighter stories.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that kind of sparked my history, my interest in history. And then, of course, when I started working for the commission, I just started reading every book that the commission had in their library. It was wonderful.
So now you're into El Paso history, and you're learning this
well,
stuff.
Well, not just El Paso history, the history all along the Mexican
border. Oh, yeah, in your case,
border,
you
yes.
want the whole border going.
San Diego, I can tell you stories from San Diego all the way down to Brownsville.
Well, what we focus on is the El Paso area, and the Boundary Commission is a huge part of that. Jim Tolbert, I want to ask you guys to stick around. We've got the second hour coming at us now, and we're going to make some major announcements in the second hour about history as well. And in fact, we've already been interviewed this morning by an ABC7 TV crew. So you'll see us again, me and Bernie, on the news this evening. So second hour today, we're going to talk more about that and give you the details. In fact, the news release is already posted on our El Paso History Web Facebook page. If you want to go read the news release of what we're doing, we'll get that after the news. Jim, last thoughts. You got 10 seconds. Celebrate our history. Celebrate our mountains.
Celebration of our mountains is off and running. Get out there. Go to the website. Take a look at all the events, and after the first of the year, you can celebrate El Paso history.
It's coming, and we'll talk next hour about some of the details on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're sticking around.
I'll be here.
You're not going.
My ride's here, so
yeah,
I have
that's
to
right.
stick
Your
around.
Ride is out there. Everybody else, ephistory.com. We'll see you after the news here with some biggies. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
It's Saturday, September 1st, Labor Day weekend. What's new on the free iHeartRadio app?
iHeart!
Radio. Spend the long holiday weekend with all the music you love on My Favorites Radio. We've collected all the songs you've thumbed up, plus the biggest tracks from the stations you listen to the most on one station. The more you thumb, the more personal My Favorites will become. Rename it and share your sound with friends. My Favorites Radio, only on iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries. Former Senator Joe Lieberman is fondly remembering his old friend John McCain.